So, Chaz, we were looking on your website, and I'm assuming it's for the chefs, but you can purchase quite a bit of head lettuce on a monthly basis, correct?
Yeah, yep, that's correct.
And as you expand your markets and some of the other things you do and then sell directly to the public right from your facility, from your farm. I'm not going to say facility. It is a farm. It might not be a farm in the traditional sense of the farm, but it's a farm. You'll have opportunities for the public to come and kind of see everything you're doing in your on your farm.
That's the hope, yeah. Yep. With our expansion and some of the kind of the changes and developments we're going to be making over the spring and summer here, that we hope, yeah, this fall that, yeah, the customer could walk in, you know, pick up some lettuce and see exactly how their food is grown.
That's awesome. And thanks for being so connected with the public and educating them too, because we do think that's one of the most important things in agriculture. You always hear that phrase, it's overused, I think. We're three and four generations removed from having that connection with a farmer. And, you know, our family farm in Maricopa, which is now like a bedroom community, although my friends that still live there will get after me for using that phrase because there's still a lot of farming going on. But we grew cotton, wheat, and alfalfa, and we brought family and friends out to the farm all the time. We were the hit and famous for that, but it's just not the same as to some of the things that you're getting to do with Merchant's Garden. And so we really appreciate that, Chaz.
Yeah. Hey, no, it's honestly, it's an honor and a blessing for us to even, you know, be a part of, you know, the agriculture community. It's filled with just absolutely wonderful people. And so, yeah, any chance to share our story and the story of agriculture is an absolute blessing for us.
Well, that might be one of the questions. Now, do you connect with some of our generational farmers that have been out at it forever? We've, you know, where you're located, it's a hop, skip, and a jump to kind of visit some of our other farmers.
You know, I have, and I'm part of a few different kind of farm organizations, specifically here in Pima County in southern Arizona. A number of those are kind of, you know, new and beginning farmers, but there's also, yeah, I mean, multi-generational farmers that have been involved with that. So it's been a really great opportunity to receive some mentoring and just and comfort, honestly, you know, like, hey, rainy days or dry seasons, they affect, you know, everybody, and including us in the greenhouses. So to be able to kind of be a part of that community is great.
Just out of curiosity, where do you get your water? Are you on city water or do you guys pump from groundwater?
Hey, great question. We actually have city water. Yep. And, you know, we've worked with the city of Tucson here to be able to have a carve out specifically for agriculture use. And so they presented that to mayor and council this week and the conversations to be able to allow more urban and agriculture production in the city is by allowing a new kind of ag water rate, which is fantastic. Really exciting news.
Well, just because our commodity was celery, I've at least got to ask, would you ever consider growing it on your farm?
You know, I love celery. Hey, it's just a matter of if our customers want it. Yeah, sure. Yeah. If they want it, we'll sell it for them, or we'll grow it for them. That's no problem.
Tell us one more time the variety of leafy greens that you're growing.
Yeah, our core items are red leaf, green leaf, romaine, butter lettuce, and basil.
And by the way, it's good. So when we visited, when the Farm Bureau came out to hang out with you, we visited and we tasted some of it. You gave it to us right there, and then we went to one of the restaurants that you serve some of your leafy greens to.
You can see more merchantsgarden.com. Chaz, we wrapping up the hour, man. I can't appreciate your time enough for carving out an hour to give us a little bit of education about what y'all are doing and share your story. Julie, thank you as always for
thank you
being here for our Farm Fresh. You can go to fillyourplate.org, find a local farm commodity product or farmer's market near you.